Something really neat to show you, okay? So I want you to pay attention. You know, Mount Ida is known for two things. Crystals and fish, right? Lake Washita, everybody. Well, you know, Brother Bill's not a very good fisherman. But I have been trying to catch the elusive bass. And I have had a wonderful patient teacher named Sam who's been taking me out. And I have for years tried to catch a bass. And finally I did it on Friday morning. Look at that thing. Whoop. See that thing? Now it looks bigger than it really is because Mr. Sam said that if you hold it out like this, it looks bigger than it really is. So I find that to be true because I have another picture of it from a side view, and it looks almost like a minnow. Doesn't it? Isn't that kind of small? And you know, but I was really excited because for years, I'm 60 years old, and for years, I have tried to catch a bass, and I've never caught a bass until Friday. And I started thinking, I mean, I've caught fish, but I haven't caught bass. And so I started thinking about it, and, you know, one of the things that I was reminded of that the Bible teaches in Mark 1:17, that if we would follow Jesus, He would make us fisher of men. And so, in other words, as Christians, we're supposed to go fishing, trying to catch other people with the good news of Jesus Christ. But you know what? I've discovered catfish are easier to catch than some fish. But to catch a bass, there are certain things you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go in these areas and you have a worm on a hook. How many of you have caught a bass before? Anybody else? You caught seven catfish and you rubbed it in my face last night. Yes, you did.
My brother caught two.
And your brother caught two and he's young, right? But I caught this bass and Mr. Sam would say, we're going to go around this point and throw it up there in the weeds, throw it near the bank, and I'd bring it in, and he'd say, you know, I was trying to develop this kind of a jerk thing where the float, it was one of those plastic worms where it would float, and I'd try to think like a bass, but I am so glad. If I never catch another bass, it's okay because I've got one. But then I started thinking, you know, sometimes I want to try to reach people with the good news of Jesus, but everybody's different. And you don't always catch fish when you go fishing. But my responsibility is to go fishing. It's God's responsibility to help them understand the good news of Jesus. Now, here's the deal. When you're at school or whether you're at home, wherever you are, there are a lot of people around you. I want you to think of them as fish. And I want you to think it's your responsibility to share the good news of Jesus. Maybe the simple thing you can do is invite them to Vacation Bible School. But we are called to fish for men, children, girls, boys with the good news. So you remember to do that, okay? Let's see what we got this morning. We've got some good candy, but let's pray. Father, help us to be concerned about those who don't know you. Help these kids to fish for other people who don't know you. In Jesus' name,